Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, Ken Scott, pro-life activist Ken Scott, and Cliff Powell were at the Colorado Supreme Court making their oral arguments in a case that we hope to have an update from the court in just a few minutes. So we'll hold off and tell you about that case in a couple minutes. Denver Bible Church, I'd like to tell you how Denver Bible Church is doing with a report about our church. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, but often we don't talk about the church. Want to let you know how the church is doing. Then Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, continues to make news, and it's opening soon in Canada. Talk a little bit about Ben Stein's movie, Expelled. And then this, American Right to Life has a welcoming committee they formed for August. This summer, in August, the DNC is coming to town, the Democratic National Convention. And American Right to Life has put together a welcoming committee like no other welcoming committee you've ever seen. And one of their projects, over the coming weeks, I'll be able to tell you about the projects that they have underway for welcoming the Democrats, the liberals, the child killers to Colorado, for Barack Obama to be officially nominated at their convention. Well, one of their projects is called Sheets of Shame. Sheets of Shame. And I can't really tell you exactly what it's all about, but it's very significant. And so here's what they need. To accomplish this Sheets of Shame project, we need 100 people in Colorado, or really anywhere in the country, even out of the country. We need 100 people to send in 7 white sheets each. 7 white sheets. Now, if you want to help American Right to Life and you can't quite come up with 7 white sheets and you got 1 or 2, maybe you could go to a local Goodwill store, secondhand store. Maybe you know somebody who works at a hotel or a hospital or a jail or a casino, anywhere. And maybe you could ask for some sheets. If you think you can't get 7, well, then maybe you could get 1 or 2. And, of course, that would be helpful. Now, queen-size sheets are preferred. Queen-size, but any size will do, but queen size are preferred, and they need to be white or very light colored. White or very light colored. So that's the Sheets of Shame project, part of the American Right to Life welcoming committee for the DNC coming to Denver, Colorado in August. So, and the sooner the better, because there's work to be done to pull this off, the sooner the better. All right, so that's exciting. Now, we'll talk about Ben Stein's movie, Expelled, Denver Bible Church, how Denver Bible Church is doing. Also, we're starting a new Bible study on Sunday nights in the book of Philippians. We're beginning Sunday, June 29th, and that will be a real blessing. So if you are in the Denver metro area, you know, we have people come to church from as far as Castle Rock, Elizabeth, Conifer, right? Longmont, Fort Morgan, all over the Front Range, people come to Denver Bible Church, and it's a huge blessing that people come so far. So you might live close, northern Denver metro area, northwest metro area, in Arvada, Colorado, 72nd and Oak. Come on out Sunday night, June 29th, starting our study in the book of Philippians. It's a short book in the New Testament. I think you'll love the study. I do the Bible study for about 45 minutes. We get through usually a chapter or most of a chapter, and then we do Q&A. It's a real blessed time. If you'd like to be a part of it but you can't make it, of course you could subscribe to our monthly Bible study albums. Once a month, you get an album of usually a whole book of the Bible. Or you can go online, kgov.com, and just pick out one Bible study. Okay, we have now a reporter today, pro-life activist. We're at the Colorado Supreme Court, and we have Jason Troyer on the line. Jason, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bob. And we had a, well, it was a sad time at the Supreme Court, the fact that Christians were on trial, but I think we're going to have a good result. So we were there because Christians had the audacity to stand in front of a church and proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ and that unborn children are dying. Mm. And so Ken Scott and Cliff Powell, for years, along with many of us, go to St. John's Episcopal.
St. John's Episcopal Church on Easter morning, Resurrection Sunday, because that church is radically pro-homosexual, pro-child killing. It's a post-Christian church. They're not Christian.
Absolutely.
Right. And so,
the guys walk in with purses and not Bibles.
Yeah, the guys walk in with purses and not Bibles. And, in fact, at one of the protests, a member of St. John's Episcopal Church came out to talk to the protesters, and he realized he wasn't even a Christian. He prayed, and he got saved.
And now he joins us at 20th and Vine with his own sign.
That's
and
right.
We're thrilled to have him.
And 20th and Vine is a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic where every year about 100 babies scheduled to be killed are saved by Christians from Denver Bible Church and other churches, praise God. And so that's pretty neat that he's not only a Christian now, but he's also in the battle to save the innocent, one of their members, and needless to say, he doesn't go to that church anymore.
Absolutely.
So I guess the church is not happy that Christians would go there on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Day, and share the gospel with their church members and expose that they promote child killing. They don't like that.
Absolutely. So, and the reason we were at the Supreme Court today is because they tried to come after the protesters criminally and have us arrested for disrupting a religious service. And I was actually arrested for that along with Ken. But it was so ridiculous that it got thrown out of court even before it went to trial.
Because you guys were simply exercising free speech rights, showing signs, handing out flyers on a public sidewalk, which you're allowed to do.
Absolutely. And so we're not doing anything wrong. And so the church decided to come after us civilly and get restraining orders and try to sue us civilly. And so that's what the argument was there for today, whether this permanent restraining order should be allowed to stand, or whether we are allowed to stand on the public sidewalk in front of the church and give pamphlets and information to the people going in.
Right.
And so the argument from the churches, the post-Christian church, their argument, their lawyer, says that the protesters were assaulting the congregants' sensibilities.
Assaulting their sensibilities. Boy, you think the ACLU would be all over that one.
That was the most horrific thing they could say about us. And so the three-judge panel would interact with the lawyers and with the participants and ask them questions. And so one of the judges on the three-judge panel asked the church's lawyer, well, if they're disrupting a outdoor service on Palm Sunday, why does the restraining order say that you can't have these protesters near the church anytime there's any religious activity there? Why not just say when they're having an outdoor service? Because they were arguing about the scope of the permanent injunction. So it was, you know, a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and nonsense and had nothing to do with justice and with...
Killing unborn children
and
homosexuality, which violates the law and it destroys individuals and families, tragically, by the millions.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jason Troyer, so we won't know for quite a while, probably, how these judges will rule. Do you recall that I argued a case to the Colorado Supreme Court some years ago? I was charged with practicing law without a license, which was, you know, sort of funny. And as a pro-life Christian activist, sometimes you end up in court. And not necessarily, and pretty much only if you want to be, you know, if you push something. Because there are so many pro-life activists who spend 30 years in the movement and even going to protest and abortion clinics and home protests, and they never get arrested or charged with anything because it's legal. But if you push it, you could end up in court, and I have, and you have. So, Jason, I argued, it was funny, I had these Denver city attorneys arguing against me that I should be convicted for unauthorized practice of law. And I argued my case against them, and I won, and they lost. And I didn't even have an attorney. So it was fun.
Well,
but
we find ourselves in some very odd situations being pro-life activists, but we always count it all joy to suffer for the name of Christ. So,
amen.
We just left the Supreme Court, and our group of five people here, we had about 20 there with us today with Ken and Cliff. So
Cliff,
our group
Powell,
of five.
Yeah, Ken Scott.
We're right in front of St. John's Episcopal right now, and your mother is standing outside the steps
trying to
find somebody to talk to.
Wait a minute. Whose mother?
Your mother.
Connie Sharon?
She's standing outside St. John's. I'm sitting in the car right now talking to you. She's outside going back and forth trying to find somebody to talk to share the gospel with.
All right.
And
now, there's no chance she'll get arrested, right?
Well, we'll see about that. All right. Going to go and get out of the car and go have a prayer in front of St. John's. And then we'll be heading home after that.
All right, Jason, please tell her I'm proud to be her son.
All right, I will.
And give everyone our blessings, and we'll be praying for you guys.
All right.
Thanks
for
the report.
God bless you.
Okay. All right, that's Jason Troyer reporting on today's proceedings at the Colorado Supreme Court, where Ken Scott and pro-life activist Cliff Powell have an injunction against them, a restraining order, saying when and where they could be on a public sidewalk and warn people about killing unborn children, and also St. John's Episcopal Church, which is post-Christian. It's no longer Christian, just like pretty much all of the United Methodist churches in the country. All right, now, the Sheets of Shame, I got that story out, right? If there's any way you can help with the Sheets of Shame project, we could use your help. American Right to Life is attempting to collect 700 sheets. Now, probably you don't have 700 white sheets handy, but you might have one or two. And the goal is to get 100 people to send in 7 sheets each. Now, if we get extra, praise the Lord, we could use extra, but we need 700 sheets. And I'll give you the address to send the sheets into. And when I give it, this is live radio. So as I give this address, there's at least one person in the country who's going to have a heart attack. But let me give you this address. It's American Right to Life. All right? American Right to Life. 1535 Grant Street. And by the way, we prefer flat sheets, not fitted sheets. Flat sheets, queen size, white, or very light color. But flat sheets. Now, we're not going to return a fitted sheet, but what we need is 700 flat queen size white sheets. That's what we need. That's a tall order. I know, but, and I can't tell you what they're for. I can't tell you what they're for, but I could tell you the name of the project. It's called Sheets of Shame. Now, for those who have gone to abortion clinics where there's an active Christian presence, like at Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine, you might know what Sheets of Shame are. They have curtains that they've erected, permanent curtains outside of the abortion clinic to try to block the view of the women going in to have their babies killed from the pro-lifers, so they can't see the signs, so they can't hear them. So in Denver, for many years, 10 years, more than 10 years, the pro-lifers, when they show up, they bring ladders with them, ladders, like large step ladders, and they prop them open and they go up the ladders so that they can look over the sheets of shame. We've called those things the sheets of shame for many years. The sheets of shame. Well, we have our own Sheets of Shame project that you will be ecstatic that you were a part of it. You will be thrilled. So the address to mail your Sheets of Shame, now you could go online and get the address at AmericanRTL.org. That's easy enough, right? AmericanRightToLife.org, AmericanRTL.org. So you could package up your sheets, and we're trying to get people to send in 7 each. If people send in 1 or 2 sheets, we might just not get enough. But if people think, you know what, I could get seven sheets and mail them to American Right to Life, 1535 Grant Street, 1535 Grant Street, number 303, Denver, Colorado, 80203, 80203. All right, that's the American Right to Life Sheets of Shame Project, 1535 Grant Street, number 303, Denver, Colorado, 80203. Now, if you think you know what the project is, you can feel free to guess. And you could send your guess via email to office@AmericanRTL.org. office@AmericanRTL.org. And if you're right, you'll get a free DVD, Focus on the Strategy, but they can't let you know you're right until after the DNC. All right? Okay. Is that all? That makes sense? Makes sense. Okay. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, the movie Expelled, Ben Stein's movie, a little bit of an update. The Canadian Open is coming in 2 weeks. Pray that the movie does well. Powerful movie showing the intolerance of liberals, atheists, evolutionists, their closed-mindedness, and also the evidence for an intelligent creator. And this movie makes a full-on argument that if you reject God, if a society rejects God, that that society is headed toward wickedness and atrocities. And history bears that out. So that's all in the movie. Also, the Expelled DVD should be coming out in October. So praise the Lord. That'll be just before the personhood ballot election in November. Right? So the DVD for Expelled, the movie, should be out. Ben Stein's movie in October, just in time for the personhood ballot in November. That'll be super. It's almost in the top 10 all-time highest box office documentaries. It's so close, but it might not make it, but it is close. It is among the top 10 highest grossing PG films of the year. So that's encouraging. It's done very well for a documentary. Yoko Ono, you know about this? John Lennon's widow? Yoko Ono tried suing Ben Stein over the movie in federal court in New York, and she's lost. Well, she was looking for an injunction against the film's producer, Premise Media. The filmmakers use a 15-second clip of John Lennon's song Imagine, with the lyrics, "Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too." So imagine there's nothing to kill or die for. Imagine there's no religion. And they use that in a social commentary. And so the judge, the federal judge, his name is Stein. That's funny, right? Judge Stein. And the news report says they're no relation to Ben Stein. Now, come on, there's got to be a relation. I mean, they got to be Jewish, right? So you go back to Abraham, they got to be related. Go back to Jacob. You go back to Shem, they're related. Shem and Noah and Adam. So they got to be related. Anyway, Judge Stein ruled in Ben Stein's favor because it's fair use doctrine. You're allowed to use a segment of a copyrighted work for social commentary, if it's newsworthy. And there's a test for a fair use doctrine. Like in our own video, Focus on the Strategy 2, we use a video clip from an MGM movie called Judgment at Nuremberg. And we paid them for that. It's got Burt Lancaster and Spencer Tracy in there. And we paid them for that because we wanted to use a long enough clip that we thought the fair use doctrine wouldn't cover us. We didn't want to get sued. So we paid, you know, a lot of money to MGM Studios to use that clip. But we have other news clips and so on in the DVD that we've used. Some we went to, let's say, a news network and said, we'd like to use this clip, knowing they would turn us down and that we'd use it anyway via fair use. So the fair use doctrine is pretty interesting. And so Ben Stein and Premise Media, they won. Yoko Ono lost. And the federal judge said they have every right to use that clip from John Lennon's song, Imagine. Okay, now let's go to the phones. In Los Angeles, Dave, welcome to Bob and Eric Live.
Bob, hello from Los Angeles.
Great to hear your voice. What's up, Dave?
Speaking of Imagine, I saw on a website that sells T-shirts.
Yeah.
There's a big yellow smiley face, the word Imagine right under it in big letters, and then under that it says, no liberals.
Imagine there's no liberals. We'd have to be talking about heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Bob, before I get to my question, I wanted to tell your audience that right now is the easiest time to witness to anybody in the world, because let someone come up to you in the grocery store, wherever you're at in public,
yeah,
and gas will come up. They'll say, oh, gas is ridiculous.
Gas is so expensive.
So what I tell people is, when they say that, I look at them and I say, well, have you looked at your last pay stub? We're drowning in socialism, and that's why the government is taking thousands of dollars from every check you get.
Whoa.
And then when they say, well, explain socialism, or if they just stay quiet, then I tell them we're funding public schools, welfare, food stamps, Planned Parenthood, and that will then, and then I'll say, but
and how about healthcare
for
tens of millions of people?
And then I'll say, well, in Colorado, the Planned Parenthood part, they're fighting that because they have a personhood amendment.
Mm.
And so it the conversation can easily develop, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, or just
real
gas.
Easily. And Dave, high gas prices, it makes it difficult for people. They have to change their lifestyle. Europe has had $5 a gallon gas for 10 years or more. And I don't know what their price is now in Europe. And we're far wealthier than Europe. And one reason we are so wealthy and we have a much better standard of living, the poor in America live better than the middle class in Europe.
That's right.
And I think, was it O'Reilly or Rush? I think it was O'Reilly. I think he was quoting Bob and Your Live. First time I've heard somebody else say this. I've been saying it for 17 years on the air. The poor in America, they have color TV. They have cable. They have cars. They have air conditioners. They have cell phones. They have iPods. They have internet access. That's the poor in America. So we got a pretty nice poverty standard of living here for the vast majority of the so-called poor.
That's right.
Yeah, but gas prices are high right now, and the gas companies are making a lot of money. But you know what? In the last 25 years, Dave, when gas was low and the gas companies were making very little profit as a percentage of their investment, and they could not build refineries because they weren't allowed or they're not making enough money. I didn't hear these populists like O'Reilly saying gas prices are too low.
Exactly.
Right. So gas prices are high. So maybe we'll get a few refineries. We need them. Praise the Lord.
Well, the hate against people that make a lot of money is just out of control in America.
Right. And God calls it envy.
Exactly.
And envy is one of the worst sins.
Coveting too, right?
Coveting. It is. Right. Coveting.
Now, Bob, my question, you talked about indentured servitude, which I thought was great on Monday's show.
All right, thanks.
My question is, if a company, let's say a company, let's say it was a car rental company, and they made a bad business deal and they owed another one of their vendors $50,000, and now the car rental company declares bankruptcy, and if it went into an indentured servitude, if we had a government of justice, who would be the indentured servant? Would you get like the CEO and some of the top
The owners, if they're owners, if it's a public company, the officers or the board. And, you know, this idea of limited liability corporations, it's fundamentally immoral to tell someone that you could run a business, but we're not going to require you to be liable for your behavior. That's fundamentally immoral. If you do something via negligence, you should be liable.
Yes.
So we have courts that are out of control, judges that are out of control because the law is broken. And when the law is immoral and broken, of course the judges are bad. But that doesn't mean we should be satisfied with bad law because we have bad judges. So there should be indentured servitude, as the U.S. Constitution even allows, and calls for in Amendment 13 of the Constitution. Hey, Dave, you and I are the only two people in the country who know that the U.S. Constitution does not prohibit slavery, but only certain forms of slavery, and it explicitly says indentured servitude remains legal.
I think more talk show hosts should bring up the topic of bankruptcy.
Yeah, good
but
point.
But they don't have the wisdom to talk through it like a good Christian conservative.
If you read God's word and you take it seriously, then you understand right and wrong. We need to be experts on right and wrong. Then we could advise people on public policy. Thank you, Dave.
God bless.
May God bless you. Appreciate that call from Los Angeles. If you like Bob and Yurt Live, check it out on the web, kgov.com. Okay, Denver Bible Church. There's so much I wanted to share with you about Denver Bible Church, and where did the time go? We're about out of time, but we are starting a Bible study. We just completed our study in the book of Judges. And liberals, atheists, skeptics, people who want to mock God's word, the Bible, they'll quote from stories in the book of Judges and make fun of God, make fun of Christians and Jews who believe this is God's word. Well, in our study in the book of Judges, which, by the way, it's all on a single CD, the whole book of Judges on one CD, an audio Bible study of the whole book, an album, we go through the book chapter by chapter, verse by verse, story by story, judge by judge, and it is fascinating. And we take on these accusations that skeptics and atheists make. And so if you're not sure, how would you respond to someone? The Bible says be ready to give it an answer, a defense for the hope that is within you. So somebody says, well, how could the Bible be God's word? Look at the horrendous stories in the book of Judges. Look at some of the wickedness done by some of these priests and some of these Levites. And you say, well, wait a minute. Here's why. There is an answer. So if you'd like to study with us, call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Order one of our albums at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school.